Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. It is BetQL Daily presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth here on a Friday morning as we get you set for week two in a big slate of games on Sunday. We'll have our final picks, our plays, our lightning bets coming up in about 20 minutes. And we'll decide as a show on our survivor pick for this week. But look, we did this last week and it was a big week for the show here. So Paul Aspen, Joe have put in a contest pick. They had to pick five games each week against the spread. And obviously there's a lot on the line here. And last week, 5-0. And I saw, Joe, you posted that, I guess they put the standings out each week.
Yep.
So I was scrolling through. There's a good number. Obviously, a lot of people are in this pool. There's a good number of people that went 5-0. But that's pretty good. Like, to get up, I mean, you guys are off to a good start. And the best part is, like you said earlier of the week, you have a chance at that quarterly payout. But we got to stack it this week. So we got to have a little round table here to figure out where you guys are going. Just my read before we get into it. Last week, I sensed confidence. You guys had it. There was when I pushed back, you really didn't waver much. This week, I don't sense the same confidence from either of you on where we might go here. Am I right on that? Is my read correct?
Paul, He's already hazing us.
Bring it. Bring it. Don't sing it. Bring it. Do you think it is you think it's the card or do you think it's the pressure? Because now we're in the mix, 150K on the line after week four. And then Paul, like, he didn't realize that the top few in the quarterly get paid as well. Like, so we're in the mix there. If we get out, here's my goal. I always say the goal is 3-2. If we go 3-2, I'm over the moon because we're 8-2 on the season. And we're going to probably be in, I don't know, I'd guess the top 50, right?
Right. Yeah. We want to go 5-0 again, but like 3-2, we'll be happy. I was trying to do the math. So what do you think? First place, and again, getting way too far ahead of ourselves, like 70% maybe that personal hit.
Well, I sent you the last couple years, those quarterly winners. They go
I was thinking.
Oh, for the year. You want the million.
Yeah, of course. Why stop at 150K?
To 70. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'd still have to go better than 3-2 the rest of the way. At least a couple weeks, even with our 5-0 start.
Yep. So I agree. Huh?
So, what kind of number have people needed for the quarterly payout? Because you imagine earlier, it's a higher percentage, right? Until then the season kicks in and it goes down.
Like 17-3, 18-2, through 4 weeks.
All right. Well, listen, you got five in the bank, so let's just go. Let's work from there.
Let's
get some wins. That's right. All right. What are we thinking this week? Do you guys have a number one play? Do you even have one that you both agree on you love?
I think we do. Let's roll through these and we can toss them right away. We don't need to break them down. We've done that all week. Just running through the lines that Circus set yesterday. First one, Saints-Panthers. Saints, 3.5-point road favorites. I feel like this might be our strongest consensus.
Kind of like last week with the Steelers, where that was pretty much keyed in for most of the week. I think we're keying in the Panthers plus 3.5. The Saints, not only like coming off a huge win, Jameis, everything's great. They are banged up. We've talked about Lattimore. Their center is hurt. So I think we'll come back to this to break it down a little bit more, but I think this is very much in the mix, Panthers plus 3.5.
Texans at the Browns.
Nope.
Cleveland lay in 12.5. What are you worried about? Backdoor?
Backdoor. Tyrod? Backdoor, Tyrod.
Are you interested in any of these huge spreads?
As soon as I ruled it out, I was like, well, Maybe not. What about the Packers? Here's my question.
We'll get to
Packers.
That game last. We'll get to that game last. I don't think that's insane to pick.
Yeah. The Falcons, we'll I think it. We're ruling out Falcons Bucks, right? 12.5.
Oh, yeah. 100% rule out. Yes.
Right, so Falcons Bucks is out.
For me. Yeah. The Browns are going to win. We all know that.
Yes.
But is there any part of you week after the Chiefs, maybe they keep it within 10?
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I'd
agree. Coast a little at the end.
Yeah. I'm not interested in Cleveland. The Bears number is 2.5 point favorites against the Bengals.
I'm intrigued. I'm very intrigued. Leaning towards the Bears.
We bring in that show back with Levitard on ESPN. Intrigued. CC. Anyways, nobody sees it.
Poppy.
Yeah, I couldn't place his name. He sounded like Poppy. okay. Yeah. This is one of the public dogs, right? Of the week, Cincinnati?
Yeah. And like we talked about, was it a head fake move? Probably not. I am completely concerned about the Bengals receivers and weapons and Joe Burrow against that Bears secondary. Mm-hmm. But Bengals center was like, what, one of the worst graded centers against like Pro Football Focus last week. This is an Akeem Hicks game. Like no one's seen Khalil Mack in 2 years, but Akeem Hicks has to blow everything up the middle, not let Burrow get the chance for the time to throw down the field. And so the Bengals were surprisingly really good against Dalvin Cook and the Vikings threw the ball like 50 times, but it was like 20 for 61 or something. And one of those was 17 yards. So I was thinking this is a David Montgomery game because David Montgomery did all right against that Rams defense. And the Bears were actually one of the best teams at early down success rate, staying ahead of the chains against that Rams defense. So a little surprised the Bengals were that good against Dalvin Cook, but I think this is a David Montgomery game and Akeem Hicks game. My lean is definitely Bears -2.5.
Lean. Yeah. I'm putting them in the consideration column. Right. I looked at Chicago there, possibly. Any feedback, Joji? Anything? Any devil's advocate?
Well, you're going against the better quarterback in the game, and you're going with a team that has made zero explosive plays. So that's got to worry you a little bit. Like,
they're due.
These games in the. Oh, there it is. They're due.
I'm not going to go half. I'm going to say Justin Fields plays 40% of the game.
We need some Justin Fields plays if we're going to take it.
It's going to tick up. It's going to tick up.
So you're banking a contest pick on Nagy putting the backup quarterback in.
Yeah.
All right.
This isn't an ordinary backup. Let's not act like he's Chase Daniel.
He's the better quarterback.
Yeah. This is part of the problem picking the Bears. Their better quarterback doesn't play.
Joe, you're going to feel at home. It's gonna sound like Philadelphia. The first incomplete pass by Dalton. Oh, it's going to get ugly there. I can't wait. Bring it. Steelers, Raiders. Steelers favored by 6. So 6.
The fact that we got the 6, I'll follow you on this one. So, Ben, 28th out of 29. Quarterbacks Pro Football Focus grade last week. Yeah. We all saw it. He was terrible. And that Ravens pass rush, Max Crosby, Yannick Ngakoue, got home. You know, they were giving the Ravens all kinds of trouble. That Steelers O-line is still pretty young, a lot of turnover. So I do like the Josh Jacobs not practicing this week. It's a little concerning.
He didn't even have a big game last week.
No, he had the 2 scores, right?
Yeah.
He saved me from the guillotine, but
that's true.
Did not put a bunch of yards together. I don't love the West to East. I don't love the short week. But
Gruden.
I think it stays the Gruden trend, but stays within 6.
Here.
I don't hate that.
Let me get your reaction to this take, Joe G. Yeah. Eric Eager, friend of the show, heard him say this earlier in the week. The Raiders offense is the best unit in the game.
Oh, in this particular game.
Meaning the Raiders offense is better than the Steelers defense.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That's a big take. I mean, look at what the Steelers defense did last week to Josh Allen. They took him apart all game.
Yeah,
I'm not ready to sign off on that yet. I mean, part of it is Gruden's got to be buttoned up and have a good game plan. Like, personnel-wise, I mean, I guess to be fair to Eric Eager, this is the best player that John Gruden's ever coached, right? Darren Waller is better than Jerry Rice and Tim Brown and all those guys. I mean, Waller's a great player.
I actually think
the play makes sense. I think this one, okay. Six about, is a lot of points.
What about Bills, 3.5-point road favorites at the Dolphins? The hook is nice.
If we play it, it's the Dolphins, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I know earlier in the week, I was like, the Dolphins, why don't they just take the Steelers playbook? Like, all right, go ahead, run the ball. Light box, go ahead and run the ball. We know you're not going to, or you're not going to do it well. You got pretty good secondary with Xavier Howard and those guys. Like, Joe G, I think you said earlier this week, they do not have the pass rush that the Steelers do. Nope. It's not my favorite, but I won't eliminate it right now.
Okay.
Are you worried about the Josh Allen factor? I mean, he's totally torched the Dolphins. And even last year, right? Because these teams have changed so much since he came in the league. He's changed. I mean, last year, it just – I mean, even week – was it week 17? Didn't he play? They played like the first half.
Yeah. Because that's we weren't even sure
if they were going to – right. That's how you won on that ticket.
Yeah.
We weren't sure if they were going to play their starters. And they went out there and they just – they got up to like a 30-to-whatever lead. And then they took everybody out. So just it's a weird matchup where one team has dominated the other.
And Tua worries me. Like, we got lucky last week. Like, let's not pull any punches. We got lucky against the Patriots. The late fumble by them, Tua threw the bad pick. Like, there could be one of those lurking out there. Tre'Davious White's out there. So, not my favorite.
Rams-Colts, the number we get is 3.5. This game or the Chiefs game is going to be the most popular among the public plays. It's going to be north of 90% with the Rams. I'm a stay away. Where are you?
Yeah, again, this is if we play it, it's the Colts. But anyone other than Carson Wentz is there, and you guys mentioned the injury report too. Can't do it. Like, it can't touch it. I don't trust the Rams in this spot.
They gave us that number. They gave us 3 on Niners at the Eagles. San Francisco road favorites back to back in that Eastern time zone here at Philadelphia. Are we moving that much on Philly after one game? Team has a win total of 6.5.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. As much as it pains me to do, as a hometown Philadelphia boy, but I do think, Joe G, this kind of feels like, all right, everyone in Philly thinks the Eagles are good, and then it's like 31-14 going into the fourth quarter. They could move the ball on them, but I do like the Niners have that big injury in the defensive backfield, but I think this is like a potential Super Bowl contender and a team that might be kind of sort of surprise in the NFC East. So I lean Niners here for sure. And I think it also diversifies the portfolio. A road favorite, a home dog, probably want a road dog.
Okay. I don't mind.
Are we sure the Niners defense is championship caliber?
No.
Are we positive on that?
No, I'm not.
No.
I'm not. You know, and look, they have a first-year defensive coordinator, D'Amico Ryans, who's ex-player, just came off the field a few years ago. I love D'Amico Ryans, but he's a new coordinator replacing Saleh. Their pass rush is good, but I don't think it's what it was a couple years ago before DeForest Buckner went to the Colts. their secondary. I just like those corners. If and I, Jalen Hurts isn't at the level where you say he's going to pick a defensive part, but I feel like if he has time, they're going to move the football through the air with Sirianni. I just feel like this is going to be closer than maybe the number thinks or some people think. It's a closer game. I mean, if you ask me to pick right now who wins the game, I will say the Niners probably win this game. But I think that
the bets are split. I'm surprised.
So the question for me is, can Jalen Hurts take advantage of that, like pass rush not getting home with the deep ball? Like, is he there yet with the accuracy?
Right.
I don't know.
Yep. I know we're supposed to take the Jaguars. I don't know if I'm going to be able to stomach it. They're getting 6 at home against the Broncos.
Stay away. I can't lay the 6 as much as I think that defense is going to destroy Jacksonville, but could be Trevor Lawrence's first backdoor Burrow game and, get inside that number. Can't touch it.
Backdoor Burrow. I like that.
Yeah. He's pretty good against the spread.
Patriots 5.5-point favorites on the road, divisional game against the Jets, 2 rookie quarterbacks going heads up. You're already rubbing your temples. So what is this?
Are we
watching Paul go through this?
I don't think we have to take the Jets. I don't think we have to.
Are we taking the Patriots?
We don't have to touch this game. I'm not laying 5.5 with a rookie quarterback on the road. Okay.
Right.
That's fair where enough. I'm at.
Yeah, that's fair.
Pass, right?
Yeah, pass. Pass.
Vikings 3.5-point dogs at Arizona. Wow. Market shift.
Yeah, I hate this game too. If it's a play, it's for the Cardinals. Like, again, this really? Could be like the Vikings blow up. I mean, you can't play the Cardinals at this number, but this could be the Vikings blow up spot. Zimmer, everything falls apart. Or it could be like the last gasp. They go into Arizona and win. There is like Pat Pete going home against his former team. He knows that offense. He knows Hopkins. He knows Kyler, obviously, but Breland on the other side is a problem.
I'm torn. This could easily be Cardinals 28-24, and then that's an Arizona cover.
Right.
And that's a close game.
Right. Here's the thing. We're laying 3.5, right? Kirk Cousins is coming down the field. And if you're at the Vikings, we could be holding +3.5. Kirk Cousins coming down the field. Could be a pick 6. Cardinals cover. Could do like garbage touchdown, get inside the number. So,
pros versus Joe's game. The Joes are all over Arizona. The pros are on Minnesota. I don't think I have a play, not at this number. If it was 4.5, it's probably a conversation. Tampa Bay laying 12.5 at Atlanta. Pass.
Pass.
Seattle laying 6 at home against Tennessee.
And it's up to 6.5 in some places. I think, like I said, I like the team total for the Titans because you're getting value there with just 23.5. I guess the move was to bet Seahawks -5.5, but
maybe
it feels like a trap. It feels like a trap.
Yeah. Maybe Tennessee, maybe as a fifth option, but I don't know. I don't feel comfortable. We're off Chargers. Cowboys agree.
Paul's not off it yet.
Oh, really?
Here's the thing. Okay. Rashawn Slater. Great. All right. No pressures allowed. I guess a Washington football team that couldn't get home against the Giants. Are we overinflating that Chargers pass protection a little bit?
What about the Dallas Cowboys pass protection?
We're not here to talk about the Cowboys. No, Dak. Dak.
Dak. That's all you got to say.
You know what?
Still have Dallas. Okay.
On the other side, we finalize these. I didn't know if I heard 5 with conviction. We'll figure out the 5 on the other side and our lightning bets. BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, right here on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.